A word for you from Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Now here, for the first time in many verses, God points out to his people the right way. The way that they in fact have known, but they are now blinded to because of their sin, which God says is written with a pen of iron, with a point of diamond, it is engraved on the tablet of their heart. Yes, here Judah has turned away yet again from the living God to things that are not alive, their own gods, which God scorns by saying in verse 20 in the previous chapter, such are not gods. And then he points out to them so clearly, cursed is the man who trusts in man. That was the problem with Judah. They had made flesh their strength. And the result was, at the end of verse 5, their heart has turned away from the Lord. And then we see how the consequences, they are like a lonely shrub in the desert, in a place that does not see any good come. And now, though, God points out the opposite. This is what can happen for you, dear friend, even in this first month of this year. The Lord says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Now, it is totally personal. It is not trusting in the doctrine only of the Lord. That is good. It is not just trusting in what the Bible teaches. That is also necessary. But it goes so personal that it says, whose trust is the Lord. It is the Lord himself that you need. He is the one that you can stake your life upon. He is the one who you can get a grip upon. And he will embrace you. He invites you to come and embrace him. He will embrace you forever. If only you would turn your heart to him. Even if you don't fully understand what your sin is all about. But he's shown you just a glimpse of it. Well, with that little light, bring your sin to him. Let him cleanse you of it. Wash you and make you clean. And then he says that you will be blessed. The total opposite of the previous verse, of the one who is not blessed, the one who is cursed, who lives in dry, parched places in the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. But your life can be blessed if you come to the Lord and that he enters into your heart. You enter into his heart. By grace, it can happen, even today.